Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch. The blue background fades behind the words, giving way to a sea of stars. Suddenly, the logo distorts, then in rippling waves of blue and purple, disappears. Inside an auditorium, hundreds of creatures sit in rows that line its tall, concave side walls. A regal gold insignia adorns the far wall. Words type in, Galactic Federation Headquarters, Planet Turo. Elephant-like creatures with forked trunks play trumpets. An emblem along the back wall opens, revealing Jumba, Pleakley, Stitch, and Lilo, standing on pedestals atop a floating platform. The platform travels toward a pulpit at the top of the crest of a golden archway that spans from one wall of spectators to the other. A monocled alien claps multiple hands, others clack their clawed antenna. Spotlights shine on the platform and on the podium, where a tall figure steps forth.
Aloha!
Aloha!
Today, the Galactic Council assembles to honor Lilo and Stitch, who have successfully captured all 625 of Jumba's genetic experiments, turned them from bad to good, and found each a place where it can belong.
Holoscreens appear, showing Jumba's creatures.
To recognize the completion of their task, the Galactic Council has elected to bestow the following rewards.
Ooh, you hear that, Jumba? We're gonna get prizes!
The podium detaches from the pulpit, carrying the Grand Councilwoman toward the platform where it docks. She touches a spot on the platform, raising a cylindrical shaft of light.
Dr. Jumba Jukiba.
A key appears.
We hereby return the confiscated key to your laboratory.
This old lab back, evil possibilities are infinite.
Agent Wendy Pleakley.
Pleakley's mom elbows his snoring dad.
We hereby offer you the chair of Earth Studies at the GACC.
She sets an academic hat on his head.
Galactic Alliance Community College?
Yes!
As for Stitch, you are hereby offered a commission as captain of the Galactic Armada and commander of its new flagship, the BRB 9000.
She hands him a small hologram projector that shows a spaceship.
BRB.
What's BRB stand for?
Big Red Battleship!
Finally, Lilo Perikai. You shall become our first Earth ambassador and return to Kauai to be the experiment's sole caretaker.
The Grand Councilwoman pins a medal on Lilo, whose smile falls.
You mean Jumba and Pleakley and Stitch aren't coming home?
Jumba lowers his key. Pleakley lets go of his hat. Stitch looks from his hologram to Lilo, who stares sadly.
Stitch wants to come back to Kauai. Right, Stitch?
Kauai. Yeah.
He closes the projector.
Maybe everybody wants to go back?
Right. Of course.
What?
Don't you have something to say?
Lilo waits, slack-jawed and wide-eyed.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm wishing to go back to Stinky Water Planet and share bunk bed with Bossy One-Eyed Noodle.
Is this your final decision?
Lilo watches the others with a knitted brow as they stare back at her, stone-faced.
Absolutely!
I suppose. Or maybe...
Then so be it.
Lilo smiles up at the Grand Chairwoman. Later, from a landing bay inside a space station, a red spaceship emerges, soaring into space away from purple planet Turo. It banks right, then disappears into a ripple of blue and purple waves, emerging from hyperspace into a cloudy blue sky above the ocean. Orange letters appear, Lilo and Stitch. The letters scramble, replacing Lilo with the word Leroy written in red. The letters return to orange, then fade away. The ship soars underneath three alien creatures hovering above the water. They turn and wave. The red ship cruises past a cliffside where a creature spirals up a lighthouse, tailed by a trail of electricity that then illuminates the lantern room. The ship flies over the ocean, dipping its wing into the water, kicking up waves. A purple finned critter bobs to the surface, waving hello. The craft continues over rocks where a teal, an orange, and a pink alien wave. Inland, a pink-snouted creature hangs from an umbrella on an ice cream cart where a blue alien with a spiky head scoops a cone. They look at the ship as it passes overhead. Atop the red roof of a building, a six-pawed, turquoise-colored creature spies the ship. The mound on its head unrolls into a horn, which it blows as it bounces on its springy, striped tail. The spaceship flies into the distance above some palm trees, then does a 180. It hovers, then lowers behind the trees, obscured from view on the hill behind Lilo's house. The screen fades to black. Later, in the kitchen.
Now that we're done catching experiments, we can do whatever we want. I want to finish my logbook. It's got a picture of every experiment in the one place they belong. What do you want to do, Stitch?
Lilo sits at the table with a stack of photos, scissors, and a pink book. Its cover reads, Cousins. Stitch hops onto the counter and grabs plates from the sink. He reaches into the basin and rips out a section of pipe, then pulls wooden spoons from a drawer. With the mound of kitchenware he's crafted into a faux spaceship, he jumps to the table, up a wall, and onto the ceiling. A light inside the contraption illuminates Jumba.
Scale model of big red battleship. Impressive.
Pleakley enters behind Jumba.
Where are you taking the microwave?
Ha! Without evil genius lab, Jumba must energize genetic experiments with primitive earth popcorn maker.
You know, the microwave oven was invented by Dr. Percy Spencer.
Ah, who cares?
If you were a student at GACC, you'd care, because it would be on the final exam.
He sets milk and cereal on the table.
And what do we call this, class?
Breakfast?
Specifically, grain-based flakes immersed in bovine gland extract.
Ew!
Nani enters and kisses Lilo.
I'm off to work. Oh, Pleakley, I need you to fix Lilo's skirt for hula class.
Only if you answer this extra credit question correctly. Where did the native Hawaiian hula dance originate?
Hawaii?
Very good, Nani. If you were attending GACC, I'd move you to the head of the class.
Stitch trails Nani toward the door. Meanwhile, at the edge of a rocky stream near a waterfall, a spacecraft roosted on twin engines roars to life and rises. An engine pops and sparks, smoke billows, and the ship drops.
Blitznack!
Inside.
Without the reserve engines, this ship is stupid and useless.
Just like you.
Who am I kidding? You're right. I couldn't hold on to a single one of those experiments.
Hey, you still got me, your faithful sandwich-making pal.
Yes. I noticed the little Earth girl never captured you.
I guess the one place I belonged was with my blubber butt buddy, Gantu.
Maybe that was my problem all along.
What? Your blubber butt?
Gantu enters an elevator.
Gantu?
In a shuttle bay, Gantu loads cases into a two-man shuttle. The other critter, 625, exits from the elevator into the bay.
So, we're taking the old two-man shuttle, huh? Hey, you want I should fix a picnic lunch for the trip?
There's only room for two on the two-man shuttle. Me and Dr. Hamsterfield. I'm breaking him out of prison.
What?
This is my last chance to redeem myself. If I succeed, my future is secured.
Well, what about my future? How am I supposed to pay the bills?
Why not make sandwiches? It's all that you're good at.
Maybe I will.
Fine.
You're gonna miss my egg salad!
Not enough mayonnaise, and too much dillweed.
What did you call me?
Shark-faced, long-eared Gantu climbs up the wing. 625, who looks like Stitch but is yellow with smaller ears, shakes a fist. Bay doors open, the craft lifts off. At the house, Jumba works on the contraption he's made out of the microwave. It sparks, he shields his eyes.
Ah, primitive earth science.
He rips pieces from the machine and flings them past Lilo, who enters. She retrieves his key from a chair.
Jumba, what was your old lab like?
Galaxy Defense Industries. State-of-art genetic accelerator. Endless euburnium energy supply. Everything little boy Jumba ever dreamed of having in Evil Genius Laboratory.
Seeing him smile enthusiastically, Lilo slumps.
But popcorn power is good too.
A red light on the microwave illuminates. Lilo frowns and hangs the key back on the chair, then goes downstairs.
Welcome, students! Dorothy Anna 101!
In the bathroom.
Quiet, class, quiet! Pluka, spit out that gum! Lenlu, stop playing with your antenna!
Pleakley!
Ah! Oh, Lilo! Don't pay any attention to me! I wasn't pretending to be a big shot professor of Earth Studies, just like I dreamed of since before I could walk on three legs. Not at all! I was just, brushing my tongues!
He grabs a toothbrush in each hand and scrubs his tongues. Lilo cocks an eyebrow. In his room, Stitch examines his hologram.
BRB.
Lilo rises into the room through a platform in the floor. Stitch sees her studying him and turns off the hologram. Her eyes look to the floor. At night, the full moon and torches illuminate Lilo, who sits sullenly in a red floral hammock hung between two palm tree trunks atop a raised wooden landing. Hands in her lap, her long black hair sways gently in the breeze.
Scrump, have I ever told you the story of the lonely rooster?
She looks at a rag doll.
Once there was a rooster named Pancake. He was lonely, so he went to the beach to make friends. He made friends with a shell named Paula and an empty can of soda named Jimmy and a piece of a broken surfboard named Steve. They were good friends, and they had fun playing together. But then one day a big wave splashed over the whole beach and washed Paula and Jimmy and Steve away.
She frowns and folds her hands.
Pancake was sad that his friends were gone, but Pancake was never lonely again. Because he could always remember them. The end.
She closes her eyes. The green doll stares back through button eyes and a stitched mouth.
Lilo, are you okay?
Scrump and I are getting used to the way things used to be.
Nani looks at Scrump, then sits.
So, you're letting them go.
They'll say they want to stay, but it's just because they don't want me to be sad. They'll be okay without me. Right?
Oh, Lilo, you're showing so much aloha spirit letting them go. And the aloha you give will always come back to you. It's like a circle. Aloha means hello, but it also means goodbye.
It's hard to say goodbye.
I know, baby.
Nani holds her close. The next day.
Goodbye, laundry! Goodbye, dirty dishes! Goodbye, dust buddies! Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye!
Nani says that letting you go shows aloha spirit, and that the aloha you give will always come back to you.
Interesting theory, but scientifically impossible. I'm estimating 23% aloha is lost in giving process.
You know, aloha is one of those earth concepts I never did understand.
Completely.
He grabs a case.
What is in here, bricks?
Concrete, adobe, terracotta, you name the brick, it's in there. My students are sure to find them fascinating.
Elsewhere, Stitch looks at a book with a yellow duck on its cover. His ears hang low. He closes the book, clutches it to his chest, then puts it back on a shelf. His ears are drooped as he hangs his head. Behind him, Lilo sits slouched on her bed. Later, in a clearing between some trees, Pleakley stands underneath the red spaceship as Jumba descends the attached gangway. Nani, Lilo, and Stitch approach.
Jumba, you belong back in your real evil genius laboratory. But if you're ever missing Kauai, you can play this. It's my favorite Elvis record.
He takes it.
Pleakley, you belong at Galactic Alliance Community College, teaching Earth stuff to aliens. That's why I'm giving you this rock. Here, it's just a dumb old paperweight. But out there, it'll be a dumb old paperweight from another planet.
I'll keep it with me always.
He hugs it.
And Stitch, you belong...
He rushes to Lilo, throwing his arms around her. She hugs him.
I'll miss you too.
Nani holds a hand to her chin. Jumba and Pleakley sulk.
But you belong out in space, catching bad guys with the big red battleship. This is a very special necklace. I kept it hidden in a sock for 3 years. It's Kutiki, the god of strength. Promise to never take it off?
He clutches the necklace.
Promise.
You're number 626. Name, Stitch.
Lilo points her camera at Stitch. He gives an open-mouthed grin and she snaps a picture. Moments later, engines of the spaceship whir to life and the ship rises. Nani and Lilo stand below, hair blowing in the wind. Stitch looks down from the cockpit window, his hands on the glass.
Aloha.
Aloha.
The spaceship ascends into the blue sky. Nani takes a knee and wraps her arms around Lilo, who stands with her eyes closed. Lilo folds into her sister's embrace. In space, a dome-shaped structure sits on a floating boulder, prison asteroid K-37 Xenon Sector. Arms with spotlights protrude from the building and light the perimeter. Inside, three spacecraft shoot lasers at Gantu, who runs down an aisle of prison cells stacked side to side and top to bottom. Prisoners watch through the pale green glass doors of their cells as Gantu grabs a blaster from his thigh holster and returns fire. Gantu darts through a door. It closes behind him.
Don't worry, Dr. Hamsterville. Your escape will soon be complete.
What do you mean, complete? You haven't even broken me out of my cell!
Then who is this?
That's the Warden's gerbil, you near-sighted fish stick!
Gantu holds a gerbil.
He looks just like you.
Security Command, release Portal 7.
He opens the window and plucks Hamsterville from a plug at the top of the cell.
Run! Run!
Gantu takes off.
And put down that gerbil!
He returns, stuffing the gerbil into the plug. The two-man shuttle zooms away from the prison. In the cockpit.
I brought you a little surprise.
What is it?
An Earth souvenir. They call it an aloha lei. It symbolizes...
Excellent! I'm starving!
Wait, wait! You're not supposed to...
Hamsterville chews on the lei.
Never mind.
With Gantu at the helm and the tiny Hamsterville strapped into a seat at his side, the ship continues on. Elsewhere, Stitch is led through a tall, narrow door by two lizard guards. They proceed into an enormous, glass-walled room that offers a view of outer space. Stitch, wearing a black jumpsuit and Lilo's necklace, proceeds across a pathway that leads to a desk.
Aloha.
Captain Stitch, the Council has received...
Her chair spins to face him.
You have coconut cake on your uniform.
Oh, sorry.
He licks it off and tucks in his shirt.
The Council has received a security alert. With the aid of the former Captain Gantu, Dr. Jacques von Hamsterville has escaped from prison.
Shooter!
This is your first mission as captain of the Galactic Armada. Seek out and capture Dr. Hamsterville. It will also be the maiden voyage of...
She opens a door.
Oh.
Inside...
The BRB 9000.
Two walkways lead up to a huge red ship. An alien band plays instruments. Stitch bolts past them toward the ship's entrance. A banner above the ship's entryway reads, "Welcome, Captain Stitch." He scales the ship's exterior and crawls into a vent.
He, went in through the ear manifold.
Inside.
Captain, on the...
They salute.
Ceiling?
Big Red, Big Red, Big Red.
Stitch's red-suited crew watch as he scampers across the ceiling.
Huh?
He drops into the captain's chair and presses a button to raise and lower the seat. He presses another button on the chair and an overhead light flicks on. He flips it off, then on again as his stunned crew watches. He pulls up a handle.
Hyperdrive activate. System charge.
The crew jump, mouths agape, as outside the spaceport's honeycombed ceiling opens.
Captain! You're certain you want to engage the H-drive in the spaceport?
Stitch closes his eyes and pushes down the handle. With lightning speed, the ship rockets from the port. The Grand Councilwoman's cape whips around in its wake, and the welcome sign falls.
Well, he's certainly enthusiastic.
Stitch stands with closed eyes in his captain's chair as the ship soars through space. Elsewhere, a carpool shuttle van lands in the GACC parking lot. Inside.
Is there anything else I can get for you, Professor Pleakley?
Why, yes. You could give me a great big pinch to wake me up. I've got a huge corner office, a complete set of the Encyclopedia Earthiana, my very own walk-in closet, the keys to the college carpool van, and galaxy-wide fame as the greatest Earth expert ever!
She sees the rock.
Is that a real Earth rock?
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
You've actually been to Earth? You must tell me everything!
Of course, but you will have to wait for my first lecture. Perspectives on Earthiana, a one-eyed view.
Lecture? You don't give lectures.
I don't?
A display turns off.
Oh, well then, in my first class, you can always...
You don't have classes either. You're a supervising professor. That's why you get all this great stuff. The office, the encyclopedias, your own walk-in closet and wardrobe.
Oh.
He slinks in his chair.
Could we take a look at that, new wardrobe?
On an asteroid.
Ah,
Earth, Jumba's evil scientist laboratories.
It's just as I left it. So many wonderful memories of evil experimentation, ending with disgrace, arrest, and imprisonment, but still wonderful memories. So much new evil to be done. Where to begin? Anti-aircraft lollipops? Oh, permanently stinky bedroom slippers? Or perhaps device to stop evil genius talking to self? Silly Jumba.
On a sunny beach.
It's rounds time, Scrump. I used to do it with Stitch, but you can help me instead. We just checked to make sure that all Stitch's cousins are still happy in the one place they belong.
A rotund pink alien cannonballs off a rock into the ocean, creating a wave that takes Lilo and Scrump, sitting on a surfboard, for a ride. They pass an island where one creature shoots fireballs while another extinguishes them with water from its elephant trunk tentacles. In a salon, an alien with long claws gives a haircut to a boy. At a baseball field, another hits balls with its bat-like tail. At a cafe, an alien serves fries to Lilo. On the street, a yellow creature with a head like a traffic light directs vehicles. At a costume shop, a blob-like alien morphs a man to resemble a photo of Elvis. Outside, Lilo watches a cloud-like alien shower a produce stand, while on the beach, a critter with crab hands cleans up trash. Elsewhere, a red alien rescues a cat from a tree. In town, Lilo watches one alien help lay pavement, while another lights a torch. At a theater, Lilo watches an alien with a spring-like torso holding up a man who adds letters to a marquee. Inside, another alien makes popcorn from a spout on his head.
Wow, Lost Mummy 6 is already out.
I hope my dad will let me go see it.
Well, I heard.
Aloha, Myrtle. Where are you taking Gigi?
I'm taking her to the canine spot. What'd you do with your dog?
He's in outer space piloting the big red battleship and fighting bad guys.
Gigi slips from stunned Myrtle's arms.
It's not. You're a weirdo.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm done doing all that weird stuff now. Want to play dolls?
No way. Once a weirdo, always a weirdo. That's what my dad used to say.
I didn't know you had a dad.
Quiet, Yuki. In fact, I bet that's why your dog ran away. And I also bet that he's never coming back.
Yeah!
Just like Myrtle's dad.
Quiet, Yuki!
Myrtle stomps off with two of the girls and Gigi.
Hey!
Yuki runs after them.
Come on, Scrump.
Carrying Scrump in her arms, Lilo heads in the other direction down the quiet street, casting a long shadow in the setting sunlight. Later, at home, the front door opens. Lilo enters.
Lilo, I told you, you can't stay out after sunset.
Okay.
She drops Scrump.
Okay.
She climbs onto a couch and falls face first into a pillow. Nani sits on the floor.
You did the right thing. Letting them go shows...
Aloha, I know.
In Jumba's lab...
Add 2 tablespoons genetic material and...
He drips liquid into a test tube. It explodes. A lens falls from his goggles.
Ah! Have perfected evil genius boom boom liquid for saliva of new experiment! Pleakley, come look! Pleak!
He stands at a machine that holds a bell jar of orange goo.
I'm forgetting. No Pleakley. Just Jumba. Shh. Who are you talking to? Shh. Stop that.
He rests one hand on his hip and the other on the machine. Spotting the record from Lilo, he picks it up, brushes away some equipment, puts it in the machine, and hits a button.
I'd like to sing a song that's probably the saddest song I've ever heard.
Jumba rests a hand on his cheek as he listens. In her room, Lilo lies awake in bed, tucked underneath a blanket decorated with rockets, planets, stars, and moons. She sighs, pushing off the covers, and sits up. She reaches underneath her pillow and grabs the pink logbook that says Cousins on the cover. Inside darkened sleeping quarters in a circular room aboard the BRB, light from an open doorway casts Stitch's shadow as he enters and walks across the red and blue floor to the bed. The doors close, and Stitch's pert ears fall to his sides. He trudges to the bed. Inside his office at the GACC, Pleakley stares blank-faced at his reflection in the window. His eye looks up at the academic hat he wears, and he removes it, frowning. He replaces the hat with a brown wig and cracks a faint smile. In her room, Lilo sits in bed, sadly staring down at the book in her lap. She turns the page. She flips to another page. Photos are taped inside. One is of Myrtle holding her fluffy white dog, Gigi. A purple bow is in Gigi's hair. Back in Stitch's room. Snug under the red blanket covering his huge bed, Stitch lies awake in a cherry red nightcap. He sits up and reaches into his nightgown, pulling out the tiki necklace Lilo gave him. He holds it in his palm, examining the charm. In his office, Pleakley sits at the desk, his chin resting in one hand, and forlornly regards the rock, which he holds in the other. At Lilo's house, a glow emanates from the upstairs bedroom. Inside, Lilo gazes at the photograph she took of Stitch. After a moment, she places it on a blank page in the book, then closes the cover. In his lab, Jumba holds his chin in his palm, listening. He turns off the record and pulls it from the machine.
Perhaps other side is less depressing.
Jumba!
Dr. Hamsterville!
I see, I have found you recollecting misty musical recollections.
He hides the bell jar.
Why are you no longer an asteroid of inescapable prison?
No prison can contain me! I am fully reformed, out on parole. I heard you're opening up the old shop, so I am thinking...
He sniffs a plant.
Maybe we could work together again.
He plucks a leaf and eats it.
Remember the old days? You creating experiments, I funding them with my shady business deals?
No.
Oh, come on! Graduating together from evil genius, you?
He motions to a desk.
Our first business together.
Clippings are tacked up.
What about creating our first experiment? You remember Shrink?
25 years of partnershiping. You did nothing but cheat Jumba, embarrass Jumba, steal from Jumba, and finally think on Jumba to Galactic Federation. For you, I wouldn't create this outright toast!
Very well, then. You leave me no choice but to forcibly force you to make a new experiment by force!
Hamsterville scowls.
By force! By force! That was your cue!
Sorry.
Gantu runs in, gun drawn, and puts the muzzle to Jumba's head.
Now, Jumba, I will explain this only once and also patiently. I want to order a new version of 626. Make him with extra destructive capabilities, but easy on the fluffy. And I don't like blue, so make him resplendent red to match my cape. And make him to go!
Jumba makes genius experiments, not fast food. Would take years just to create design.
Well, what about this one?
Hamsterville jumps on a button, and the bell jar rises from the machine. The orange blob inside resembles a partially formed creature. Meanwhile, in his office, Pleakley sits at his desk wearing his wig. His eye darts between a picture of Jumba and the phone. He grabs the phone and dials. In the lab...
Is it done? Is it finished?
Can't be rushing, evil genius.
Hamsterville hops up to Jumba.
Answer it! But none of your not-so-funny, funny business.
Galaxy Defense Industries, where DNA stands for Do Not Ask.
Jumba!
Quickly! It's bad time.
I'm sorry. It's just that, well, I just miss you so much! I mean, I just happened to be in your quadrant, so I thought, hey, maybe I'll drop by.
Hang up! Hang up!
No.
No? But don't you miss your Aunt Pleakley?
No!
I'm wearing the wig.
No, no! Not coming by. Never coming by. Never wanting seeing you again.
Yeah? Well, me neither. What I meant when I said I miss you so much and can I visit was I don't miss you at all, and I never ever want to see you ever again ever either!
Pleakley slams down the phone.
It's truly evil, making Jumba pretend to be mean to Pleakley.
Just finish my experiment.
Later.
I'm putting finishing touches now.
He pushes a button. The record disappears into the machine. Jumba, Hamsterville, and Gantu stand at the machine watching the bell jar. Hamsterville's brow rises and he gasps. Gantu scowls with arms folded across his chest. Jumba grins.
Why are you playing that annoyingly folksy folk music?
To annoy experiment. is making him more evil, yes?
Oh, good idea. More evil is good.
Jumba pushes down a handle. It crackles with electricity that travels through cables to a column of lights that rise along the wall and flash in succession. Electricity jumps between two rods atop a device, then moves downward toward a pointed tip that fires a concentrated beam of energy into the bell jar. The bell jar fills with bright light. Streaks of energy dance at its edges. Jumba gleefully watches as a creature takes form inside. The creature looks like a red version of Stitch with yellow teeth.
Oh, he's so beautiful in his ugly nastiness! Perhaps I will mimic the little Earth girl and name you with your very own name! I shall call you...
He points up.
Spike!
She already used that one.
Very well. Kicks!
Used it.
Slugger!
Done.
Cannonball?
He jumps in the water, makes awesome waves.
Oh!
Why not just call it 627?
You already made 627.
I did?
Shut up! I am naming the naming here. I'll think of it.
Atop the bell jar, he holds his chin and taps his foot.
I've got it! I shall name you... Leroy! What? It is a genius name! My Leroy will be defeated by nothing or no one! Not even...
The entryway explodes.
Aloha, gerbil boil.
This is awesome! Perfect! A pest for my new creation.
Hey, it's my creation.
Whatever.
Hamsterbeel frees Leroy.
Leroy, destroy him!
Stitch growls and sets down his weapons. He cracks his knuckles. Leroy charges, and Stitch dives onto him. They roll onto the floor. Then Leroy hurls Stitch to the wall. Stitch falls onto a machine. From a cloud of smoke, Leroy emerges. He now has four arms and glowing eyes. Stitch growls. Extra arms erupt from his sides. Leroy launches at him. Stitch dodges, and Leroy slams into the machine.
That is so funny! I don't have insurance!
Get him, Leroy! Get him!
Leroy leaps. Stitch escapes to a landing. Leroy tears a bar from a railing and twirls it, then springs after Stitch. Stitch yanks loose two lengths of railing and vaults at Leroy, who knocks him back. Stitch slides down a pipe. Leroy jumps down, and the two battle with their metal rods atop the piping. The others watch from below. The fight continues, and Stitch knocks Leroy's weapon away. Leroy grabs at Stitch's tiki necklace, but Stitch punches him. They both drop to the floor. Stitch rips the genetic experimentation machine from the floor and hurls it. Jumba grimaces, clutching his face. Leroy punches a fist through another pipe, severing it. It kicks up steam that tosses Stitch on top of a vent. He rips the cover, creating a vacuum that sucks Leroy into a duct and ejects him, fearless, on the other side. Leroy rolls across the floor. He tightens his face and body. Then another coat of red fur sprouts from his skin. He spies Stitch's plasma guns on the floor and grabs them, firing blast after blast at Stitch. Stitch cartwheels through the air, grabs a ball of the green plasma, and hurls it back, exploding the spot where Leroy stands. Stitch approaches the wreckage. An arm bursts from the rubble. Both Jumba and Stitch recoil. Leroy jumps from the smoldering mound onto Stitch.
Huh? Is this a bad time?
Leroy seizes the moment, whacking Stitch with a scrap of metal that launches him into a pill-shaped container, trapping him. Later.
I just wanted to make up.
Next time, send flowers.
Now that I have proven Leroy to be an invincible fighting machine...
Leroy?
I shall proceed with the next phase of my also-clever plan, creating an army of Leroy clones!
Hamsterbeel activates a machine. Energy beams from a chamber on one side, under which Leroy stands, into another chamber. Clones of Leroy emerge from the second chamber on a conveyor. Hamsterbeel bounces on the controls, creating more and more. Handcuffed, Jumba and Pleakley watch with worried frowns. A sign on the wall reads, "Now cloning," and displays a counter. It ticks 74, 75, then 76.
And now, to dispose of you three meddling meddlers.
Later.
I have cleverly programmed this vehicle with destination coordinates 12, 21, 9, 7, 9.
The black hole!
We can't fly into a black hole! I'm gonna have the van back to the college by 6!
Well, you're going to be late by about...
Forever!
Outside Jumba's lab, the GACC transport van carrying Jumba, Pleakley, and Stitch soars away from the asteroid. Aboard the BRB...
Captain, on this floor!
Stitch's crew watch as their captain skitters through the door to his chair, where he presses some controls.
Captain setting destination coordinates. 0 parsec?
Captain Stitch, our orders are to return the prisoner to asteroid K-37. Why are we setting a course for Turo?
Turo nella Trista!
You're not the captain!
The door opens.
He is now!
Gantu, wielding a blaster, enters with Hamsterveel on his shoulder. Leroy balls his fists and changes from blue back to red. Daytime. In the kitchen, Lilo holds a business card and stands with the phone to her ear.
Hello, this is Cobra Bubbles.
Cobra? I want to call Stitch.
I'm unable to come to the phone right now. My current location, classified. Estimated return time, classified. Have a nice day.
She drops the phone to her side. Later, Scrump lies on top of the couch while Lilo reclines on the cushioned seat.
Does Scrump want some breakfast? It's her favorite, cold pizza.
Nani stands in the doorway with a plate.
She's not hungry. She's worried about Stitch.
Aw, Stitch can take care of himself. He's indestructible, remember?
I told Scrump that, but she gets feelings sometimes. She thinks something's wrong, so I've been trying to get in touch with Stitch.
Oh, because you're going to need one of those intergalactic communicator thingies if you want to contact him.
I know, but Jumba and Pleakley's ship is gone, and Pleakley took his space cell phone. Who else? Out of my way! I need peanut butter!
For breakfast?
Lilo bolts past Nani. At Gantu's ship by the stream, Lilo runs toward the gangplank.
Hello?
She enters. Inside.
Gantu Schmantu. Who needs him? Nothing but a pain in the patookie anyhow. Didn't even like my egg salad. More mayonnaise, less dillweed.
Hello?
Sorry, we're not open.
Open?
I'm turning this dump into the best spaceship-shaped sandwich shop on the island.
Where's Gantu?
He left.
625 chops bologna.
But I'm naming a sandwich after him. The open-faced, double-decker blubber butt.
I won't ask what's in it. I brought you something.
She hands him a brown paper bag. He reaches inside and pulls out a sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly? Gee, nobody's ever made me a sandwich. Hey, what do you want?
I need to call Stitch.
Sorry, video phone's busted. Like everything else in this dump.
Can you fix it?
Why should I? Gantu's the only one who called and I ain't answering. From now on, I'm looking out for old number 625.
625? I never gave you a name, did I?
A name? For me?
Let's see. How about Patty? Short for Patty Melt.
He scowls.
Or Monty? Like a Monte Cristo?
He pinches his nose.
Or Pita Pita Sandwich Eater.
I don't think so.
I know. Reuben.
Huh. The classic corned beef and sauerkraut on rye. Reuben. Oh, I like that. So, does this give me official cousin status? You know, full Ohana rights, all that Aloha stuff?
Depends. You have to give Aloha to get some back. So, you gonna help me fix the video phone?
Sure. Why not? It's Lilo, right?
They stroll, arms draped over the other, past enormous stacks of sandwiches. Later, Lilo's crouched beside a jerry-rigged mechanism. Reuben inserts the nose of a bottle into the side of the device and removes a broken bulb.
You sure that's gonna work?
You'd be amazed. Pickle juice is a great conductor.
He inserts a pickle, and a huge oval screen flickers on.
You may thank me later.
I'll thank you now. Mahalo, Reuben.
Hey, no problem, Lilo.
She gives him a hug. Out in space, the big red battleship coasts through a star-filled sky. Inside, Leroy sits in the captain's chair. He tears the lid from a can and dumps its contents into his mouth, then devours a green drumstick with blue spots. Two crew members sit at their stations. A bone hits one on the head. He scowls.
Incoming call from E-Arth, sir.
What?
It must be the little Earth girl.
My Leroy will easily dupe her tiny little brain. Hide!
Gantu raises a newspaper. He and Hamsterville hide behind a headline that reads, Hamsterville Escapes. Leroy's fur turns blue and he smiles. He looks like Stitch. He hits a button. Lilo and Reuben appear on a screen.
Aloha, Stitch!
Lilo waves.
Stitch?
Say,
Are you okay?
No, shooter, think flash time!
It's me!
I'm Fluffy!
He smiles.
That's him, all right.
Reuben and Lilo fold their arms. She scowls at the screen.
Wait a minute. My tiki necklace. He's not wearing it. That's not Stitch.
Hang up.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wait.
Leroy shoots the screen with a plasma gun. The crew shields themselves from falling glass.
I think that went very well, don't you?
Actually, sir, I think...
I didn't ask what you think.
Actually, you did.
It was a rhetorical question. Don't you know what a rhetorical question is?
Yes, sir. I believe it's...
No, that was a rhetorical question, too.
Hamsterville claps a hand to his face.
My genius plan is unfolding perfectly. Prepare for hyperspace to planet Pura, where I and my army of Leroys...
Leroy's tongue is up his nose.
With picking your nose.
He obeys.
Shall take over this stinky galactic alliance!
Sir, I must point out a weak spot in your plan. The little Earth girl has a special talent for turning evil experiments from bad to good. And she controls a force of over 600 of Jumba's genetic creations. This makes her a credible threat to your Leroy army.
Very well. Then the little girl's experiments must be captured and taken to a large public arena, where I shall destroy them all! This is clearly a jab for my most trusted henchman.
Thank you, sir. I won't fail you this time.
You have already failed me 625 times! No, this time I will send my new trusted henchman, Leroy!
Leroy squints and menacingly bares his yellow teeth. Back at Gantu's ship, the comm screen goes dark.
Reuben! There's a fake Stitch driving the big red battleship. Do you know what that means?
I don't know. It's lunchtime?
No. Stitch is in trouble, and so is the Galactic Armada, and Planet Turo, and maybe the whole galaxy!
It ain't our problem.
Look, you're number 625, the closest one to Stitch. If you wanted to, you could have all of his powers. You just have to stop making sandwiches and start making something of yourself. I'm gonna fix this ship, fly to Planet Turo, and warn the Grand Councilwoman. Are you with me?
Reuben gives a determined look.
I said, are you with me?
I'm with you, sister. But first, we gotta put this servo unit back in the main drive shaft.
You are as strong as Stitch.
Now, we reroute the ignition conduit.
And you can walk on the ceiling.
Whoa!
He falls.
I'm a little out of practice.
Outside, they work on an engine.
Flazookian cartridge clamp.
Here?
Smashy scoop.
Is this it?
Pickle.
It's got a bite out of it.
Perfect!
Inside, he speedily types at a control console while Lilo pushes a large unit across the floor. He climbs inside the oval comm screen, adjusting controls. Later, Lilo feeds him a hoagie as he reaches inside a machine. He pulls out a blue cable with two hands. An extra arm from his side snips the cable with scissors. He ties them together and a navigation panel alights. Nighttime. The two sit in the ship's cockpit, which rises up below a clear domed window. The ship bobs in the stream, then ascends. Its wings spread and the ship roars towards space. Waves of red, pink, and purple burst in the sky. The ship disappears. Now a streak of orange flame appears, bulleting toward a street below. Inside a house.
And please, keep Weirdlo and her weirdness as far away from me as possible.
A lamp flickers by the bed where Myrtle kneels. She gets up and walks to a window where she sees the ball of flame crash into a neighbor's yard. Leroy hops onto the fence between the two yards. Myrtle throws her hands to her cheeks. In space, Pleakley screams inside the GACC van. The van sails toward a spinning black hole, encircled by crimson clouds. Inside the van, Stitch claws at, then headbutts the glass encasing him. He escapes and frees Pleakley and Jumba from their cuffs, then presses buttons on a console.
New destination coordinates denied.
He scowls and stomps on the dash. The van trembles. They look out the window.
Impact with black hole. 1 minute.
What's gonna happen to us?
According to calculations, Black Hole will transport us to Volcano Planet, where we will be quickly, yet painfully, vaporized!
Vapor?
Unless we alter destination by disrupting Event Horizon just before entry. He's requiring small projectile, approximately 3-inch diameter, weighing 17.2 ounces.
But we don't have... Wait a minute! Lilo's rock!
Jumba sets the rock on a scale atop the console.
Is 22.3 ounces.
Clickerman.
Stitch chomps a bite of rock and hops inside the dash.
Impact with black hole. 30 seconds.
Outside, Stitch emerges from a panel.
Go, little monster! Go, go, go! Save us! Save us! From the black hole! Yay!
Stitch hurls the rock into space. It sails alongside streaks of white light. The rock hits the black hole, causing an explosion that kicks up a funnel of swirling yellow energy. The vehicle is sucked into the vortex and disappears. The black hole returns to normal. Under a starry night, all is peaceful at Lilo's house. From behind some foliage at the base of a nearby tree, Leroy rises with a devilish grin. He hops sideways from one foot to another past a frog. He continues stealthily to the steps, navigating unseen up to the first landing, then to the porch. He somersaults into the house through a dog door, then leans against the front door. He peeks around a doorframe into the hallway, then spider crawls up the wall and into the chute leading to Lilo's room. His head rises from the circular entrance in the floor, and he makes his way to a nightstand, scattering the clothes inside to the floor. He winds up with socks on his ears. He hops to a bookcase and hurls book after book. He finds a purple one. Its cover reads, The Logbook. He opens it. Inside are pictures of logs of elm and birch trees. He tosses it. Leroy jumps onto Lilo's bed and lifts the pillow. Underneath is the pink book of cousins.
Lilo, I'm home!
Chuta!
You in bed already?
Nani stands at the base of the chute.
Guess that answers that.
She leaves. Leroy hops into the chute with the book tucked under his arm, then heads into the kitchen, opens the fridge, and stuffs a soda can into his mouth. The next day, the book is opened to a picture of the cloud alien. The book lowers, revealing a produce stand. The cloud alien hovers, showering the food. A net launches, ensnaring the cloud, and Leroy crosses off its picture from the book. At the salon, the long-clawed alien gives a man a haircut. In another chair is Leroy. He wraps the stylist in his cape. At the ball field, Leroy pitches a net at the critter with the baseball bat-shaped tail. Later, in a boat below some rocks, he catches the cannonballing pink creature in a net. He carries off a green and purple tentacled cousin, then nabs the chef at the French Fry Cafe, a bat-like alien, and a drill-tailed critter. Along a sidewalk, one critter licks a lollipop. Leroy grabs it by its tail, then sticks the lollipop to another creature's head and carries both away. He nabs one mowing a lawn, another from a pie stand, and continues on, capturing more and more cousins. Along a trail...
It crash-landed in my backyard! I bet it came to take you-know-who back to planet Weirdlo.
Yeah, Lilo wasn't in class today.
Maybe it ate her!
Maybe it's gonna eat us all!
Well, I'm not gonna wait around to get digested. I'm telling Officer Kaihiko. Come on, Gigi.
Leroy crosses off a picture of Myrtle and Gigi, then hops out onto the sidewalk in front of them.
Nice doggy!
He shoots a net gun, capturing them. Outside Turo's orbit, Gantu's ship appears from hyperspace. It banks toward the planet. In the cockpit are Lilo and Reuben.
Arrival clearance code approved.
They're letting us land!
The ship zooms toward a spaceport. Later, inside the Galactic Council building, Lilo and Reuben walk through a triangular-shaped entryway down a long corridor. Above them, walkways connect ports on either side of concave walls that meet at their apex. Doors at the end of the hallway slide open, revealing the Grand Councilwoman's office. They rush to the desk.
Miss Grand Councilwoman! Stitch is in trouble! He's not in control of...
Hello?
Hamsterville?
Hamsterville?
It is pronounced Hamsterville. Dr. Jacques Van Hamsterville, King Top Ruler of the Galaxy.
He sits on books stacked in the chair.
I'd get down and gloat your faces, but I can't get out this chair. Gantu!
Gantu runs in.
Nice cape.
We're too late.
Indeed. I have taken over the Galactic Alliance using my army of clones named Leroy.
Leroy?
What's wrong with Leroy?
Nothing. I like it.
See?
Gantu scowls.
You can't run the galaxy. That's the Grand Councilwoman's job.
She has been demoted.
Dr. Hamsterville's office.
She sits at reception.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting.
It'll never work. Stitch will stop you.
Stitch. Oh, you mean that weakling 626? The one I sent tumbling to his doom in a black hole? Is that the Stitch to which you are referring to?
Black hole?
Oh, don't worry. He's got plenty of company. That idiot scientist and one-eyed noodly thing.
Jump on Tweakly?
A screen appears.
What is it?
Incoming call, sir. From a Mr. Leroy?
Put him through! Put him through!
Leroy appears on screen.
What is the progress?
Talk
normal!
All experiments captured!
Excellent! I'm on my way! It has taken Leroy a paltry few hours to succeed, while you took 3 years to fail! What is wrong with you?
Will I have a bad knee?
No! That was a rhetorical question! You don't answer it! Now will you get me down from this chair?
Was that a rhetorical question?
No! That one was not! Get me down! Get me down!
He obeys.
What should I do with the girl and 625?
Take them to the prison block.
Yes, sir.
Then pick up your final paycheck and return your ID.
What?
You heard me. You are fired. Now that I have Leroy, you are no longer needed.
But what about my future? How am I supposed to pay the bills?
Well, why not write your memoirs? Diary of an Incompetent Fish-Headed Minion. The Idiot Years!
Gantu looks away as Hamsterville trots out.
To assure my galactic dominance, I am now off to Earth to eliminate those pesky experiments!
The doors close behind him. Lilo sighs and closes her eyes. Reuben wears a worried frown. In the prison, Gantu, Lilo, and Reuben rise on a platform.
My years of devotion and hard work, and this is how I'm rewarded?
You are right, big guy. That gerbil treats you like a pile of blitzneck. See, his problem is he's got no aloha spirit. But that'll come back and bite him in the tail someday. Because, you know, the aloha spirit you give always comes back to you. At least that's what Lilo says.
Though it looks like her spirit's kind of broken.
They arrive at a cell. Lilo sullenly sits on the edge of the bed. Gantu looks away. The green glass door closes and Gantu leaves. Reuben turns toward Lilo. She looks back at him and sighs, hands folded in her lap. Lilo pulls her feet onto the bed. Reuben scratches his head. He suddenly smiles, raising an inspired finger before his grin falls and he lowers his arm. Eyes closed, Lilo sits, chin on her knees and arms clasped over them.
Nani says aloha means hello and goodbye. But for us, it mostly seems to mean goodbye.
Reuben walks up to the glass and taps on it.
You know, turns out I'm pretty strong. I could maybe open this.
He tugs on the glass. It rises, whoa, lifting him.
I am strong!
You didn't open the cell. I did. I'm breaking you two out of here.
Lilo smiles.
Aloha.
Aloha!
Reuben lets go of the glass and falls. Gantu catches him. A little later, patrol ships cruise down an aisle of the prison. Gantu peeks around a corner and motions to the others. They tiptoe down the hall. One of Leroy's clones spots them. The trio turns tail and bolts away, pursued by three armed Leroys who fire plasma guns at them. They dart into a corridor. The Leroys appear a moment later and stop. The threesome's gone. The Leroys run off. On the ceiling.
625, when did you learn to climb ceilings?
The name is Reuben.
Later.
Once we're through this airlock, it's clear sailing to the spaceport.
It opens to a team of Leroys. As the Leroys move in, waves of energy pulsate overhead. A rock falls from above, hits a Leroy on the head, and drops to the ground in front of Lilo. She picks it up.
Hey, this looks like Pleakley's rock. With a bite out of it.
A yellow burst of energy flashes on the ceiling, and the GACC carpool van shoots down toward the group. It skids to a stop, the door opens, and Stitch jumps out.
Stitch!
Lilo and Reuben run to him. Gantu closes the airlock door and follows.
Whoa!
How did you get here?
No time explaining.
Hey! Get in!
Reuben, Lilo, and Stitch climb inside.
Blah! Gantu!
No time explaining. We've got to get back to Earth and save the cousins.
Well, how will we all fit?
I could ride in the back of the van.
A green plasma beam bores a hole through the airlock, and the Leroys run through it, firing at the van as it zips up, crashing through a skylight and into space. The van soars away from the planet and into hyperspace. Back on Earth, a banner reading Aloha Palooza hangs on an outdoor stadium. In the middle of the field, Leroy snarls and points plasma guns at the hundreds of creatures he's captured.
I wonder what they got in store for us.
I heard Hamsterville's taking over the galaxy, and he brought us all here to get rid of us.
It's okay. We're just having a nightmare.
You know, I had a nightmare once. I had to go back to experiment school and take a test on spaghetti, but I hadn't studied spaghetti. I'd studied rigatoni. And I was late for class, and I was naked, and I fell off a cliff, and I tried to scream, but I couldn't...
Leroy fires a shot into the ground at the critter's feet. The tiny alien recoils and covers its mouth. Overhead, the BRB hovers over the stadium. Gigi snarls at it as Myrtle shrinks back, mouth agape. A spotlight shines through a port at the front of the ship, and an arrow-shaped platform emerges carrying Hamsterville.
Finally! It's an evil dream come true. All your ridiculous 625!
Actually, 624, because you subtract Stitch and...
Whatever! Left cannon on target!
Two Leroys at the ship's console enter commands, and a long reticulating arm with a wide barrel at the end extends from the ship.
Not happening! Not happening!
Myrtle kneels, eyes closed and clutching Gigi. Above, secondary cannons encircle the main barrel. The cousins cower.
Aloha! As in, goodbye.
Out of the cloudy, moonlit night, the GACC carpool van emerges from hyperspace. A large plasma blaster is affixed to its undercarriage. It fires, destroying the BRB's cannon. Hamsterville falls from his perch toward Leroy, who sidesteps. Hamsterville hits the ground. The BRB cannon then falls on top of them both. The van lands on the field. The door opens, and Lilo's crew exit.
Who knew carpool vans had such sophisticated weapon systems?
Leroy and Hamsterville exit the wreckage.
My cannon! And you! How did you escape my imprisoning?
Gantu turned from bad to good. Hey, where is Gantu?
Oh, he's still in back at the back.
He opens the trunk.
Thanks.
What?
He's on the Aloha team now.
You never did understand the meaning of Aloha, did you?
Well, I think it means...
That was a rhetorical question.
Well, you aren't the only one with a team, you know. What you forget is that I have my own army, and I have them riding in the front of the front!
A trio of jets fire up at the front of the BRB, and a crescent-shaped section detaches from the ship's nose. It lowers. Aboard the platform stand hundreds of growling Leroy clones. The army stands behind Hamsterville and Leroy. Stitch, Lilo, Jumba, and Pleakley nervously watch.
This is bad.
I'm calculating our odds of victory at, 0.
A mixture of emotions adorn the cousins' faces. One scratches its head. Stitch curls into a ball and rolls toward the crowd of cousins. He emphatically gestures to them, raising his arms. As looks of determination wash over the cousins, Stitch turns to face Hamsterville's army. Both sides charge. The cannonball cousin bounces, squashing one, then two, then a third clone. Another cousin fires lasers from his eyes. The spiky-headed cousin from the ice cream stand blows ice, freezing a bunch of Leroys. More clones crawl over the frozen pack, but get coiled in a snake-like cousin's grasp. Another cousin blows a fireball that sends clones flying. They roll into balls and land in a pyramid formation on the sideline. Another cousin whacks the ground with his tail. The ground splits, and clones fall into the crevice. Two cousins tag team, firing magma balls and water at clones, trapping them in sticky, cooling lava. More clones fire blasters. The cousin with the baseball bat tail whacks the blasts back at them. Another cousin blows wind from its trunk, and the gust sends clones cycloning upwards. Clones hurl themselves at a purple cousin who twirls, arms spread. His thick fists launch clones backward. Myrtle runs from a clone, who chases her over the top of a cousin with spouts on its back. A puff of fire from its back ejects the clone into the air. The chef from the fry shop smacks a clone with a spatula. Clones surround a tiny cousin who disappears. Another Leroy clone attacks a cousin, tying its tentacles into a knot. More clones pounce on Stitch. He tosses them aside, but four clones surround him, blasters drawn. A pink cousin with long wavy antenna cartwheels in. She kicks two clones, then smacks the heads of the other two together, knocking them out. She blows a kiss at Stitch. As the fight continues, Hamsterville hides in the stands. Below, a trio of frightened cousins run from a herd of Leroys. Reuben flings sandwiches at the clones who slip on them. One steps on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and slides into a snack stand. His head gets stuck in a jar of mustard. A cousin shoots spikes from his back, hitting a clone. Another clone hurls a crescent-headed cousin who boomerangs back, knocking him out. From its rattled tail, a pink flying cousin drops dust onto three clones, who turn into baby Leroys. They cry. One sucks a thumb. Another clone snarls at Myrtle and Gigi. The cousin from the salon comes to their rescue and shears the clone of his fur, who covers himself.
Nice one, cousin!
You can talk?
She stares at Gigi.
There's too many of them!
Gigi shoves Myrtle from harm's way as Leroy's clones shoot at them. Clones surround the other cousins, overpowering them. Stitch spies Leroy through the chaos. Leroy dives, colliding with Stitch mid-air. They tumble to the ground, bearing teeth and claws. Stitch hurdles Leroy at a portable toilet. Leroy crashes into the stall, emerging a moment later, dripping wet. The clones have Stitch surrounded and fire at him. A huge explosion launches him across the stadium into a wall. He lands next to his friends, who stand in the wings and watch as the clones get the upper hand.
Jumba, a little evil genius help here!
Yeah, if Jumba was real evil genius, he would have programmed shut-off switch into original Leroy. Wait! Jumba is evil genius! Hawaiian folksy folk music is tied into Synapse Matrix. If Leroy is hearing Aloha Oi, he is shutting down like a car wash in a rainstorm.
Will it shut them all down?
I don't know.
A small green cousin is chased by a clone over the top of a wall where hangs an Aloha Palooza poster. Stitch notices the poster and grabs Lilo's arm. He shows her a stage inside the stadium.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Rock and roll, baby!
Later, Lilo kneels atop a huge audio system unit as it turns on.
Jumba, down!
Pointing up to Evil 11.
Fleekly, fight!
It points at his face.
Bright, very bright.
Damn two. Fireworks?
He grabs his gun.
Gladly.
Plasma shots shoot into the air and burst in the sky above the fight that continues inside the stadium. The stadium lights come on, and a figure rises from a platform on the smoky stage. A spotlight shines on stage. Stitch stands at a mic.
Aloha, cousins!
He whips a red guitar from around his shoulders and strums. A string breaks.
Shoot.
He restrings the guitar and starts over. With a black pompadour wig, his white sequin jumpsuit completes the ensemble.
Aloha, oh, aloha.
The fighting stops as everyone looks to the stage. Leroy's clones' eyes flash as electricity zaps through their bodies. Lilo rises on a bamboo podium. She plays a ukulele. Reuben joins in with a saxophone. The Leroys continue to glitch. The spotlight shines on Reuben as he plays his sax wearing dark sunglasses.
It's working!
Aloha, totally. Clones fall to the ground. The last one standing is Leroy. His eyes flash green, his body zaps, and he falls flat on his back.
Not my original Leroy!
Hamsterville cowers as cousins glare at him. A curtain on stage rises behind Lilo, Reuben, and Stitch, revealing more bamboo platforms where cousins join them on piano, xylophone, drums, and horns. Cousins in the crowd toss Hamsterville like a beach ball. The crowd of cousins go wild. They smile and cheer. Stitch jumps off the platform, sliding on his knees to the edge of the stage. Green fireworks light the sky. Later, at Galactic Federation headquarters, the Grand Councilwoman addresses a packed auditorium.
It is with great joy that I return to the Galactic Council. And with even greater joy that we once again honor our greatest heroes.
They stand with her.
How can we ever repay you? Especially Leader and Captain Stitch?
No, Captain. Just Stitch.
Am I to understand that you wish to resign your commission?
Yes, please.
He hands her the projector.
Stitch has found one place he truly belongs. On Earth. With Lilo.
Lilo grins and hugs him. Jumba and Pleakley smile at one another.
That being the case, Mr. Gantu, would you be interested in resuming your position as captain of the Galactic Armada?
Would I? I mean, yes, Your Eminence. On one condition.
Condition?
I'd like to request Experiment 625, I mean, Reuben, as my galley officer.
No kidding?
I've grown rather fond of your egg salad.
Granted. And finally, Jumba and Pete.
Jumba would like to return to Earth as well.
You would? But what about your lab?
Jumba is finally understanding. Ohana is more important.
He returns the key.
Don't have to be evil genius to see that.
Well then, I certainly don't need a non-teaching job.
Your point being...
Crazy head! I want to go home!
That's all I want, too. To go home with my Ohana.
Pleakley gives back his academic hat to the Grand Councilwoman, who offers an approving nod. Back at Lilo's.
Bigger smile, Stitch.
They pose for a photo.
A little closer to Naughty, David. Myrtle? I still think you're weird, but Gigi says she likes being part of an Ohana.
Myrtle and Gigi step into the shot.
Okay, everybody!
She presses the shutter.
A group shot! The whole Ohana! Everybody say, Aloha! Aloha!
Lilo steps into frame with her family and all of the cousins, covering the stairs, porch, and roof. The photo is now taped into Lilo's pink book, which she closes. The screen fades to black. Back at the prison... Hamsterville's in a cell. He scowls, arms folded across his chest, and taps a foot to the beat. Lights inside the other cells turn on. Inside are Leroy's clones. They dance to the music. They fill a whole wall of the prison, with red cells at the top and blue cells below. Fade to black.
Everybody let it roll. Everybody let it roll. Everybody let it roll.
can you find me? I'm sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least place telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true, yeah. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please let's forget. Let us say I do, then you'll know.